Everybody, welcome back. It is Shadows again, and I am obviously your host, The Shadow. And this show is definitely going to be one of those that I kind of break away from my normal routine and just go all in. And as a forewarning, this show may contain some adult language and views and thoughts and such that are not agreeable by a lot of people. And before I go any further, I want to remind everybody that all of these thoughts that you are about to hear, these thoughts and opinions that I'm going to express tonight, they are mine and mine alone. They do not reflect those of Parapost or Facebook or YouTube. This is not an endorsement of either party. I'm not going to tell anybody which way to think, what to believe, none of that. This is just me expressing some of the frustration that I've been building up over the last several years, and I am not going to be pulling any punches. So, before I go any further with that, I also want to say that this show is brought to you by Breakaway Media. It is a side venture that I started. This is where I do a lot of graphic design, video content, and elements and things like that. So, if you would like some help or if you need some stuff done, if you just want to learn how to use some of the software that's available to people, get a hold of me on Breakaway, and I will reach out to you, and we'll see what we can do. We'll see what we can work out. You can find me on Facebook. Also, I have another side venture, and this is Mad Max Sticker. This is something that I started recently where I've created stickers. It's just not just your typical sticker, but some really unusual, oddball, funny, weird. But I think they'll be fun, and I'm hoping to make it work. And of course, you know, as I said before, I can't forget Brian Laverty and Parapost Network Central. If you're looking for more podcasts and you want to check out more other content, take a swing by Parapost on Facebook and see what they have to offer. And if you have your own podcast and you would like to stream to another platform or another page, reach out to Parapost and they will get a hold of you and help you get your show set up. And the interesting thing about Parapost is that it used to be an exclusively paranormal podcasting platform. But Brian Laverty and some of those that he has been working with have decided to expand the selection and topic to cover a wide range. So again, check them out. Parapost Network Central on Facebook. And best of all, it doesn't cost you anything to get signed up with these guys. So, oh boy. Tonight is going to be quite an interesting show. And I also have to make this statement. If you're watching by way of Facebook and you're trying to leave a comment, be aware that there seems to be an issue between StreamYard and Facebook, where a lot of the comments from Facebook are not showing up on the StreamYard dashboard. So if you're watching this by way of Facebook, please be aware that your comment may not show up. If you want to leave a comment and have it brought up in the show, check it out on YouTube. You can go to YouTube and find Breakaway Media YouTube channel, and there you will see Shadows Den being streamed live. And there you can leave your comment, and I will be able to see it, and I will address your comment and whatever questions you may have. So, enough is enough. Let me turn off my AC here. Gotta love technology. My AC has a remote control. As if being an American couldn't make me any lazier as I already am. But it is what it is. I will take full advantage of it. But as I was saying, enough is enough. I have been struggling with a lot of things over these last several years. And, you know, I know a lot of people are going to try to push this as a narrative for one ideology, but it's not. This is simply just me saying, this has got to stop. Because no matter what, the one thing that I find so unbelievable with people is the inability to realize that not everybody's going to agree with each other. We are just too different. We may be of the same species, but we are a different ideology, different cultures, different background, different experiences. But I have noticed that the liberals or the leftists, in full honesty, have gone completely batshit crazy. I have been watching everything around me change, shift, collapse, get worse. And yet everybody wants to blame their neighbor. Everybody wants to blame the guy at the restaurant. Nobody wants to look at their elected official. And that's crazy. I mean, how can you sit there, vote for people, watch them drive wherever you live down into the shitter, and then actually buy this rhetoric, this narrative that it's not us. It's your neighbor. It's your family. It's somebody on Facebook. I mean, who gives a crap? Nobody is willing to accept the fact that, hey, a lot of people made the mistake voting for the wrong guy. And it isn't just voting for the wrong Democrat or voting for the wrong Republican. It's just voting for the wrong people, period. And I don't understand how people can be so blind to that. And I'll make this point out real quick. I'm going to pull up a page here. This is some research that I did, and I was both surprised and not surprised by what I found. I did a research on the most dangerous cities to live in. And the more I dug and the more I looked at it, the angrier I got. A good example. All right, here we go. So these are just the top 10 most dangerous cities in the United States right now. Number one, Memphis, Tennessee. The mayor, Mr. Young, a Democrat. Number two, St. Louis, Missouri, being led by Joan, also a Democrat. Detroit, Michigan, led by Duggan, a Democrat. Birmingham, Alabama, led by Woodfin, a Democrat. Little Rock, Arkansas, led by Frank Scott, who was a Democrat. New Orleans, Louisiana, led by Cantrell, a Democrat. Cleveland, Ohio, led by Justin Bibb, who was a Democrat. Kansas City, Missouri, led by Lucas, a Democrat. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, led by Bethune. I haven't been able to confirm if she is a Democrat because for some reason, Google will not release that information, but I'm assuming she is. And then last but not least, number 10, Denver, Colorado, who was led by Johnston, who was also a Democrat. The top 10 most dangerous cities in the United States, all led by Democrat mayors who have done nothing but systematically break down the police, set up these ridiculous no bail, whatever, and now you got people that are committing crimes and just being thrown right back out. No accountability, no punishment, nothing. All right, and we do have somebody listening, Lisa Marie. As she switched to YouTube. Not much, Lisa. Thanks for stopping by. And for those of you that are watching or checking this out, do share this out. And, you know, because I am not trying to go either way. All I'm saying is that lately, everything has become so skewered, so distorted, that the ruling elite, and I'm talking not just big government, but big pharma, big money, big oil, big companies, big Hollywood, big music, whatever, anything that is above the middle class, which is basically where most of us are, they are the ruling elite. And the ruling elite is not just rich people, but people who donate to the government, people who throw money at, you know, organizations that are supposed to oversee and help the people, help the country. And yet, everything that's been done has completely upended everything we do, everything, our lives, our way of life, our how we take care of ourselves, how we interact with each other. But nobody cares. As long as they still have access to Facebook and Facebook agreed with whatever the narrative they're on, and Facebook, it's just equally disturbing how these people are so sold on the fact that they have committed to Facebook as if it is the final word on the truth. But it's not. Facebook fact checkers have been busted time and time again fabricating their so-called record or research. But people still want to listen to them. You know, and that's fine. If that's what you really want to do, stay there. Just stay with it. But you can't tell me that everything you see on Facebook is 100% accurate. Because I can go to any store right now and buy a tabloid and read an article about how some woman slept with Bigfoot and gave birth to a vampire bat and find that to be more believable than the bullshit I see on Facebook anyways. Which is saying something, because I used to be a paranormal investigator and I've seen some weird stuff and I have found a lot of fraudulent cases. I found a lot of fakers. I found a lot of people who just are out to get viral views and just not interested in educating people, in telling the truth, in validating what they experience or what they believe. So people who do that, you know what? That's your choice. That is your right to do that. But you can't take away my right to disagree with you. And the other thing with all of that, and this kind of goes into the equality issue. And I thought what kind of sparked this part of the show, gave me the idea for this part, is I watched a video of Gay Pride Parade coming face-to-face with a Free Palestine Parade. And neither one of them were going to budge. And they're both sitting there screaming at each other as if they were trying to determine or, you know, demonstrate which side is more important, which side has more right, which side is more oppressed. And what gets me about that, there's two things. Number one, with the gay community, when you talk to the elder generation or the older generation of the homosexual community, you find that a lot of them don't get caught up in the whole LGBTQ craze of today because they got what they wanted for a long time. And my biologic father is one of them, as well as my aunt on my father's side. Both of them fought to be able to have the legal right to be married and to have that marriage be recognized. Once they got that, there was no reason for them to fight anymore, because everything else was already there. So what are they fighting for now? Nobody told them that they couldn't be gay. Nobody told them that they couldn't have a gay bar. Nobody told them that they couldn't have gay businesses. Nobody told them that they couldn't be insured. Nobody told them that they couldn't have a social media account. What are they fighting for? Same thing with the Black Lives Matter. When BLM first started out, I was totally behind it. Because I live in Minneapolis, I lived around Minneapolis, and I've seen with my own eyes the racism and the injustice imposed on the African-American community. I've seen it. And I know people are going to be like, well, how can you see it? You're white. You're privileged. Well, I'll explain. Number one, I'm not privileged. I fight just as hard as anybody else to stay alive, to survive. But anyway, when George Floyd was murdered by the cops, and, you know, let's be honest, what happened to him was murder. There's no getting around it. When George Floyd was murdered, people were upset. BLM came around and said, okay, we have to do something about this. No problem. I agree. Then when that didn't work, they began to protest. Okay, great. I'm still behind it. They put pressure on both Fry and Walsh, Fry being the mayor of Minneapolis and Walsh being the governor of Minnesota, to recognize and acknowledge that this was a crime. All right, cool. I'm still behind it. Then they march on to the third precinct, which is where Officer Chauvin was stationed at. I'm still behind it. I still agree with them. And even when they laid siege on that precinct and set it on fire, as extreme as that may have been to some people, it still made sense. But then, I'm not sure what happened. Something changed. All of a sudden, Mayor Fry and Governor Wald are egging the citizens of Minneapolis to protest. Express your rage. Express your anger. Let the people know how mad you are and that things have to change. And what ended up happening is that these people turned on businesses that were Black-owned and operated and in neighborhoods, none of which had anything to do with what happened to George Floyd. Nobody cares about that. It's all about rage. It's all about being on TV. It's all about influencing TikTok, Instagram, and all this other bullshit. Because let me say this. If people really cared about what's happening to the African-American community, then why is nobody going after Joe Biden's crime bill? And if you don't know the crime bill, go back and actually do the research on what it's called, the Biden Thurman Violent Crime Bill. It was passed in 1991. Since then, that crime bill has been responsible for putting more Black men in prison than in college. The ratio between all the races in prison is obliterated by those of the African-American. You will not find a larger demographic in prison than African-American. Why is that? Nobody's talking about this. Nobody wants to talk about that. Nobody wants to do anything about it. Prisons have become a profit machine. There really is a thing called prison for profit. They're not owned by the city or the state. They're owned by private companies. You can't tell me that there's no agenda here. And then you also have the issue of, if the Democrat leaders were so concerned about the African-American community, why is it that in their district, African-Americans have the highest number, or the Democrat district have the highest number of welfare recipients, which are predominantly African-American? They have the highest problems with drugs and alcohol. They have the highest crime rate. They have the lowest education. They have, I mean, the evidence is out there. But nobody's looking at the evidence. Everybody's watching CNN, Facebook, MSNBC. Everybody's watching The View, which, I'm sorry, those ladies, I don't know what medication they're on, but they need to talk to somebody and adjust their medication, because they are, I know some of my friends and family are probably going to get pissed at me for saying this, but to quote Cat Williams, these mofos are on some different shit. I don't know what they're tripping on, but they need to get a grip. Because they, most of them are personalities and actresses. And that's the issue I have with big Hollywood and music. These people are paid to be somebody that they're really not, to entertain all of us. I can't trust somebody who has made an entire career of being fake and then hiding who they really are. So, and I was saying with that protest between the gay community and Free Palestine, I'm watching this and I'm looking at all these people that are in the Free Palestine side, white American. Now, I understand you people want to support something that they believe in, but the problem I have with that whole mess is if you really believe that the Palestinians were ejected from their land and that they should have their land back, then you should at least be willing to give up your land and give it back to the Native Americans, because they were robbed first. So until you're willing to give up everything you own and give it back to the Native Americans, you don't have a right to say shit about Palestine. And historically speaking, you can go back and there is actually a part on the UN website, I believe, where you can actually find out how many times Israel and Palestine had tried to come up with an agreement. And of those times, the vast majority of them were either by Israel or by U.S., the rest were by other countries in the UN. And every single time, Palestine rejected every one of them. Because their culture and their belief does not allow them to do that. So what do? We can't just give them what they want. Because then that just goes to show that your culture and your personal belief supersede the right of everybody else around you. And that's not right. That can't work. That is something that will never, ever work. Let's see. Yep, absolutely. Now, when I started looking at everything that started happening outside of my own world, for a long time, I just, be like, you know what, whatever. That's them. Let them deal with it. It's their problem. Doesn't have anything to do with me. But it does. Because ever since Joe Biden took office, I have watched my disability get smaller, my rent increase, not just in small percentages or small steps like it has for years. But in the last 4 years, my rent went up staggering numbers. And when I say that, I'm talking like when you go back and you actually look at how your rent increases, you can see the percentage or the rate it increases. And in the last 4 years, that rate has become bigger. Not just by like $10 or $20, but we're talking like by $50 or even $100 a shot. Bam, bam, bam. And now my rent has gotten to the point where what I pay for my rent today would have covered a 3-bedroom apartment 10 years ago. Groceries. I mean, geez, what the hell happened with this? Groceries has gotten so ridiculous that it used to be that for what you paid for at a McDonald's or Burger King or any other restaurant, you can go to a grocery store and buy enough of the same ingredient and feed yourself for a week. Now there's no difference. Now, either one will work. What you spend at McDonald's, same thing you'll spend at a grocery store for the same amount. One meal at McDonald's is the same as one meal at a grocery store. This is how the economy has become. And speaking of the economy, I know there are a lot of people out there that are saying, well, look, Biden gave up the minimum wage hike. It doesn't matter. The minimum wage hike has nothing to do with what's wrong with America, with why people are struggling to live in this country. What does have, what is the problem is the cost of living. Because if you increase the minimum wage, that tells every business or any entity that deals with money, that tells them that you are now able to have more debt. Increasing minimum wage will not get you out of debt. Controlling the cost of living will. But as long as there's no cap or restrictions or, you know, protocol to help control the cost of living, it don't matter what they do with your minimum wage. They could give you $100 an hour. Everything else is going to jack up in price, and you're still going to be right where you were before, not able to make ends meet. This isn't a Republican or Democrat thing. Let me get that right. That goes back to what I said before about an issue with the ruling elite, politicians, Hollywood, music, pharmaceutical companies, oil companies, big companies, you know, mainstream media, social media. As long as you are willing to do whatever it takes to have the most current, trendy item to stay on top of whatever the current news is, whatever, you are going to spend whatever it takes to stay caught up with the rest of the world. But let me tell you something. The rest of the world is not that far ahead. It's only here in America where we have become consumed and imprisoned by the capitalist ideology, which in and of itself is not a bad ideology. But like with any other one that's out there, capitalism has just as much risk of being distorted, corrupted, manipulated to benefit only the donor class and the upper class. And a good example of that would be just look at how, if you look at Facebook, the way they have Facebook set up when you're trying to boost or market or anything else, you know, and this is in connection with YouTube and Instagram, with the amount of money that you pay and the promise that they make, a lot of time, their guarantee or their promise or their end result is extremely underwhelming compared to the hype that they give you. But you're going to keep pumping money into it because you're convinced that at some point something's going to break, something's going to happen. My breakthrough is coming. I'm going to finally start to make money. I'm going to start to get followers. And then it doesn't. And rather than educate you on what you're doing wrong, they're just going to let you shoot blindly. They're going to keep telling you, oh, you know what? You just need to keep spending more money. Just a little more money. It's not you either. Spend more money. Which is why with Breakaway Media and the Color Asylum, I have started started to work on the idea or a project where I actually educate people on design concept, ways to do this on a small budget. How to get people to examine what's trending and then how to actually mimic some of those ideas yourself. I'm a big believer in small businesses. I am completely convinced that small business is the backbone of the country. But unfortunately, with the people that we have in the offices right now, they're trying to kill big businesses because big businesses represent independence. Excuse me, small businesses represent independence. Small businesses represent self-sustainability. And the government doesn't want that. The ruling elite don't want that. Because if we don't need them, how would they make their money? How would they get control? And speaking of control, both Republicans and Democrats if you actually look at how they work hard to tell you who your enemies are, if you actually look at how they strip away your right, all while they're having you completely distracted by whatever bullshit you see on Facebook or YouTube, so that you don't actually see what's happening to your right, and you're going to sit there and tell me that Trump is the bad guy? Let me tell you, that whole trial, I guarantee it's politically motivated. Because Trump is the only one who has ever been brought to trial and convicted of doing the very thing that every other freaking politician have done. You mean to tell me that Biden never intimidated anybody or paid off people? You mean to tell me that Clinton's never done that? You mean to tell me that Bush has never done that? Mainstream media, big pharma, these people have done this over and over and over again. Nobody bats an eye. Trump does it with a porn star. Oh, he's just a bad guy. A mean old orange man with a horrible comb over. We must convict him. For what? Everybody's all like, well, it wasn't about the hush money. It's about how he went about it. Again, he's not the only one. Now, if there's going to be an issue where, you know, that kind of thing should be punishable by crime, fine, cool. Convict Trump. But you better get your sorry ass putting pressure on the judges to go after everybody else that's done the exact same thing. Because if you don't, congratulations, you are a hypocrite. Well, I think I've kind of ranted enough. I am going to end this podcast, this particular show, with this. And I'm pretty sure this is what's really going to shrink my friend list. But you know what? I've had enough, and I just don't give a shit. I never voted for Trump in either election. Didn't like the guy. He reminded me of a pompous bully from a frat house at a college who just happened to know a guy who knows a guy. Didn't vote for him. Had no plans of voting for him. But thanks to all you liberals out there for the last 4 years, I am this time. Normally, I would tell people to be smart and be safe, but, you know, as I pointed out with the 10 dangerous cities, and they're not the only one. And with the way the toxic culture has become in Facebook, there's no such thing as being smart or being safe. But I do hope that you find a way to survive and that you are able to provide for your family, and that someday you will realize I was never your enemy until your elected official told you. So with that being said, you guys take care. Exercise your right to choose the way you want to, but let me do the same. And until next time, stay weird.